D4, From the Ranch to the Supreme Court. She learned to ride her horse, Chico, when she was just 3 years old. She knew how to mend fences and rind roundups. She could drive a tractor and a truck. The water tank was her favorite place for a morning swim. No one who knew Sandra Day doubted that she could do anything she put her mind to. Sandra wanted to become a lawyer, and she did. But Sandra didn't stop there. On September 25, 1981, she became the first woman to serve on the highest court in the land, the United States Supreme Court. Sandra was born in 1930 on a ranch called the Lazy Bee on the border between Arizona and New Mexico. Sandra loved the ranch and all of the animals, but when it came time to go to first grade, there were no schools near her. So Sandra went to live with her grandmother in El Paso, Texas. But every summer, she went back to the ranch. Sandra graduated from high school and at 16 entered Stanford University in California. In 5 years, she had completed all of her college courses, plus all the courses she needed for law school. Sandra became a lawyer, got married, moved to Arizona, and had 3 sons. Because of her reputation for being fair, the governor of Arizona made Sandra Day O'Connor a judge on the Arizona Court of Appeals. She held that job until President Reagan appointed her to the Supreme Court.